Fine, I'm going to take the Eilam back a little bit to Sifhei. Sifhei is a very sadistic Sif. It comes up all the time. In fact, right now we happen to be in the middle of such a dinter. Basically, the chiddush of Sifhei is what we call a mum oiva mum, which is efshel lasakein, that the Mechaber holds, and Ramban, depending on the case, also holds that the mekach is kayim, and the seller has the ability to be mesakein. What is the understanding? What does it mean that you could be mesakin and mamoiva to prevent the mekach toys? We've discussed this in the past, but it's kedai to reiterate, is that the yisayid is medin hashlama. It means it's snapshot that if you buy something that's fixable and you'll get a discount, whatever it is, then the buyer doesn't mind. Now the buyer does mind, and it is a mom, and it really be yisayid, it is a mekach toys. Just the seller has a right to block at these megatoys by fixing the mum, by being misakin it, by being menakim and adomim, whatever it is. But you say the long this is, it's midin hashlam. It's not pshat that it's like reishlam agimu yafis to yafis and you give baini baini. It's chlal, not that. And you're going to see that in many nafkamins of Allah. I'm not going to go through all of them. But be yisoid avada, it's midin hashlam. And it's mefurshah, the beis esav compares the two halachas, sif alef to sif hey, that it's midin hashlam. Means he's the Yisoid Lokeach wants to tain a Mekach Toys because of the mum, and he's rightfully taining a Mekach Toys because of the mum, just a Mekach could block that taino midin Hashlama. Kipshuta, that's what the Makabah says, and Teshuvah Sarosh, is that what you have to give back is you have to give back enough money to be misaking the mum. Emotionally, you buy a house, and the house is $500,000, and it has a mum, a faulty roof. With the faulty roof, the house is worth $495,000. But to fix the roof costs $20,000. The seller's not going to give back just a deduction, a discount of $5,000 of baini baini. He's giving back $20,000 to the mea tikkun that it costs to fix the roof. And that's the lashon of Mechaber. In the old Shulchan Aruch. You have to give back enough daman kadesh yagza abayiz lekadmusai. And for example, what happens if the mea tikkun b'shas the mekach was $20,000, and later on it went up, it went down. So you have to go, b'shas, whenever it is, when you come to the din Torah, when you have this tviya, this dinu dvarim, at that point, whatever the dmei tikkun is, that's the amount of dmei tikkun that you have to give to be mesakin. It's nothing to do with what was at the shas and mekach. Now let's just take it, play it out to the next step, which is also, beside, I'll be this as pashit, but is what happens if at the time of the sale it was fixable, but later on, it became not fixable. Something was in Schadish that no longer allows it to be fixable. Either the tikkun is no longer around, available, or there's nothing to be misakin, something happened to the product. If by the time you come to the Nintayra, it's no longer fixable, then it'll be a mekach toys, even though b'shas to mekach was a beautiful mekach with an easy, quick fix, it doesn't make a difference. And as a raya ledava, the fukid hamisakish, Raya Ladov is it's Mufusha Gemara, Mishnah, Gemara, and Bukhari, Taflam, and Zayin, and Aleph. The Gemara has a case over there. A couple of cases, two of the cases are a Raya, one better than the other, but you sold the Bukhar, it's really Reish Lamadalad. You sold the Bukhar, and the person ate a Bukhar unknowingly, you sold him a Bukhar, and later on he wants a tiny to make a toys. He thought he was buying kosher meat, but he already ate it. So the Gemara has a whole sugya that you have to deduct for the anor that he had, a chilek of his nefesh kotzaben, in the veils of trefish, kotzaben ramosim, other things that are not nefesh kotzaben, who are didn't if you sell an item which is tevel, and he unknowingly ate it, and now he wants a tiny mekach tois, the same thing, it's a mekach tois, just he has to deduct for the anor, again, depending on the sheet and depending on the issa. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? If we're talking about something that's a bechor or something that's tevel, so it's like zenin of zelachos. I was nana from your product, but you had no use out of your product. And the Gemara, what do you mean? If it was a mum, have a magzinu lei visharinele, I would have showed it to a kohen and he would have been matter, a rav, and he would have been mattered. If it was a tvolim, have a maskinin lehu v'achalnu lehu. I had ways to make sure to fix it. And nevertheless, but now that you ate it, I no longer have that ability. And the state in the Gemara, it's a mekach tois. It means, let's take the easiest case, tevel. I sold you tevel, chuli, Reuven sold Shimon tevel. And at the time of the sale, it was an easy, quick fix. Yimafresh memakom aches, not a problem. And had he tiny the mekach tois, kozman, the tevel was around, avadet to memoiva, and we would have the halacha, the machaba, that the mekach is kaim. But now that the buyer ate it, and it can no longer be mafresh mimokam acher to be masak in this tevel. The halacha is it's a mekach tois. Just you have to deduct for the demea no, whatever it was. But it's a mekach tois. What's a mekach tois? It's a mumoiva. B'shasa mechir was a mumoiva. Zemin klar that at the time of the sale, it's irrelevant. It's the time of the din odvarim. Right now, if no longer you could be masak in it, then it's a rightful mekach tois. Now, if it will be like Reish Lamed Gimel type of Asura, Yofas or Yofas with Beini Beini, then I don't care what you do with it afterwards. You could eat it, you could destroy it, who cares? If it is, you're willing to take it with a certain amount of discount, if the discount will be the price, if the discount will be to fix it, but that would be the final, that's it, the sale is over. You see, for me, not like that.
You could say that it was not usable.
Sorry?
You could say that it was not usable, so it's not called Ashlash.
Over there is it. We're going to have to, okay, let's go through all the sheets of Zev Shalashim and we'll see which sheet you're talking about. Yeah, well, why not? I mean,
why
Brashas was prorating when you have things with the, which are units of the same item. Why not? I have no reason why not. I know that this is coming from the Rosh, and we discussed last time, I don't have to bore you again, but I know that the Talmidei HaRosh Ben Yeruchim, the Tor hold like the Rashba, I have no reason to believe, and the Rosh and the Tor himself brings on this halakha too. I have no reason to believe that there's any problem here. All right. Now let's try to break it down and understand the different cases. You have a case of the Machaba that you bought a house and you found out that there were no windows, no doors. It's totally not acceptable, and nevertheless, the halacha is that menachem and adam and the mekach is kaim. Comes along the Rama, and the Rama is most of two cases. One was, quote unquote, a mum she'enu b'guf habayis. It's like an aria. Rav Yolov, you have it from the outside, like a derech olov, a amis amayim. That's the second case, and the Rama holds over there, mesala kamum v'mekach is kaim. Same halacha as a mechaba, but a different case. And the third case of the Rama, of the halacha the Rama brings down, where it's a mum beguf habayis, kagoyin shama lo sheish lekayis l'shalim v'nim tzeruah, there the Rama holds enu yachal livnas lekayis l'shalim. So you have three halachas, and at first glance, and a number of achronim say this, it would seem that the mechaba and the Rama really argue. The mechaba is a case of bayis where there are no windows and doors. The mechaba holds yinakalo min adam and v'yikayim ha'mekam. And the Rama's last case was, and you have a case of ru'uah, there the Rama says, zeinu yakol livnes lekayis l'shalim. And a number of achronim say they argue. Clearly, you know, and I know that can't be. Then, of course, the Ramah's not arguing with the Mechaba. Ramah doesn't bring down the Yesh Chok, the Mechaynik, anything, like anything to. And Adarabah, if anything, you see the Ramah is trying to bavon why it's not a steer. The Ramah actually interprets the Mechaba. If he brings down the Mechaba, uncharacteristic of the Ramah, he touches the Mechaba. Shreibayis, Mocholoi, Vadayin, Nekrabayis. It means he's giving a stempel to Mechaba's halach, he's agreeing with the Mechaba, he's even touching the Mechaba, he's maskim to the din on the Mechaba. And then he adds on two halachas that for some reason you don't have this beer of bayis mocholoi vaday nekra bayis. And vice versa, in the case of koisur ruah, there you don't have this din of bayis mocholoi vaday nekra bayis, which needs a beer. We have to explain why, but it's clear that the Mechaba and Ramah are agreeing, they're just different cases. And let's try to understand this. If you go to the source of the halacha, the source of the halacha of the Ramah is the Chuvis Rimei Gash. It is quoted by Kitz in the Darkei Moshe, it's quoted by the Mordechai. But if you look up the Rimei Gash inside, you'll see that the Rimei Gash himself had three different cases. There's no Chiddush on the Mechaba and the Ramah, it's really a Rimei Gash. The Rimei Gash classifies three different types of mumoiva. One is a mum she'enu b'guf habayis, which is Ramah's first case, Kegoyin Ames HaMayim, and over there the Rimei Gash Taka says that the Mekach is Kayim. The second case of the Rimei Gash will be a Mum Beguf HaBayis, and I quote, V'atikinu Ponim Chadoshes, and the tikkun that you're going to make is considered something new, something that wasn't there, that you can't say that this was the Chafetz that was there, B'Shas Mechira. It means the Chafetz that you bought, that you had the expectation, the Chafetz you were supposed to be buying, and the Chafetz that was delivered, the two aren't the same. After the tikkun, this is not the chavis that you actually got at the time of the sale. It's panim chadosh, it's bolokan. And that is the case of Kaiser Ruhr, which is the last case of the Ramal. And that is a mekach bottle. And then, which is conveniently left out of the Daki Moshe, was a third case of the Rimagash. And that was something which is beguf habayis, but the tikkun is not considered panim chadoshes. Something in the middle. It is beguf habayis, but the tikkun is not panim chadoshes. And his case, his example is chafiris bekarka. You have holes in your karka that have to be filled. It is beguf habayis. It's not like you're just removing an ari, an amas hamayim, which is on it, or rights that somebody else might have. It's beguf habayis. It's beguf hadavo, but it's not panu kadosh. It's filling those holes. The rimagash fields is not considered panu kadosh. Even though you're bringing new sand, that's not considered panu kadosh. You have to be magder. What makes panu kadosh? But in this new middle gather of something that's beguf habayis, but it's not panu kadosh, there the Rimagash says, is also the Mekach is bottle. And he brings a raya, a beautiful raya. The Gemara in Ksuba says in Ayin Dalin Amud Beis that if you Mekadosh Anisha, Amanai Shein Lo Mumin, and she had a problem, and Hocha Yitzha Raifei V'ripe Yaisa, and after the Kedushin she went and she got it fixed, she went to the doctor and got the mum healed, the Halacha is Einu Mekudeshes. Zemin Fandana Zokhtar Rimagash, a beautiful raya, that if you have something which is beguf habayis, but it's not panu kadoshes, a healed isha is still the same isha, it's not panu kadoshes, nevertheless, the mekach is a mekach bottle. The kedushin is ain't a kedushin. So Zokhtar Rimagash, these three examples, beguf habayis, which is panu kadoshes, the mekach is bottle. Beguf hadava, even without panu kadoshes, the mekach is bottle. And then the third case, which is Einu Bukuf Adov, like Amos Amayim, Zir the Mekach is Kaim. That's the Rimagash. Now, the Rimagash on his Panim Chadoshes, that means the extreme case, there he brings a simple Arayi, he brings Arayi from a Gemara in Shabbos, the Baitum of Atar, it's a Tushot of a Tum of Atar, that you see that if you have a Kli that has Tumah, and then you make a hole in the Kli, the halacha is that until that has a shear of a Rimayin, the Kli is still Tumah. But if you make a hole of a rimon, you make the kli unusable, there it's going to be tar. What happens if you had a small hole and you patch it, small hole and you patch it, you kept on doing it until, if you look at all the holes combined, you already have the shear of a rimon, but at no one point in time did you have such a large hole. The other Gemara says it's panim chadoshes bolokan, because in its entirety, collectively, you see that there was a hole of a rimon. So it's old kli, the status of the kli that was at the time of the tomb is no longer here. It's a bunch of patches. So that's considered panim chadoshes bolokan. It's a new kli, doesn't count. It has no shaykhis to the old kli, so it's tar. So Zokhtar Rimagash, so too, if you have something which is panim chadoshes, like kaiser ruo, then it's like a new kli, it's a new bias. This is not the bias that I got at the time of the delivery. In there, it's panu kadosh b'olokan. Once Rimagash moved up a darga and held even without panu kadosh, it's bato because of his new raya hocha itzeroife. Then he didn't need this raya panu kadosh. It's pasha madach even without panu kadosh. Kosh came with panu kadosh. But that was the chiddush of Rimagash. His uftu was that even without panu kadosh, the mekach is bato. The ma'aseh the Rimagash brings the raya from hocha itzeroife v'ripa yisah. If you look at the rishonim and the sugya, most notably the Tosis and the Rosh, they say a different pshat. Why Einu Mekudeshes? They said that the reason why when she goes to the doctor and everything's fixed, it's still Einu Mekudeshes, is because you really didn't fix the problem. You really didn't solve the problem. It's not a mamoiva, because I still remember you with the mum. I still remember you with that blemish. You're disgusting. You're nimis alai. I remember you with that blemish. So you could fix it and fix it and fix it. But in my mind, that ration was, you had this mum. And mamela, it's not a full mamoiva, and therefore it's Einu Mekudeshes. That's what the Rishonim say. Vaisais from Taisis and Arosh, that somehow, if you could erase his memory, if you could pack and make it in the perfect world of a mamoiva, Einu Chanami, it would be Mekudeshes, even though it was Beguf Hadava. Means even though it was Beguf Hadava, but because it's a mum oiva, it was after lasakin, and she went ahead and she was masakin, and the mekach would be kayim, the glushim would be kayim, even though it's beguf hadava. Does that mean the fakir, it's a raya from his raya to his halacha, you see mamish fakir from the rishonim. Those rishonim, you see fakir, that it would really be a mekach, would be kayim, if not for the fact that it's really not a mum oiva. Good, I have no problem. Good. So you see, it's not like the Rimagash. All right. So basically you have the halacha of Amis HaMayim is fine, and the halacha of the other extreme when Panu Kadoshes is fine. This middle gedda, Beguf HaBayit, so now Panu Kadoshes is a problem. That's already a Machlokes Rishonim. Now let's go back to the Mechaber. What was the Mechaber's case? Mechaber's case was that you have a house that is missing walls and windows and doors and windows. So there, the Mechaber says that the Mecca is a Kayim. Where would you rank this halacha? Well, it's definitely Beguf HaBayit, that's clear. But if you want to know if it's considered Panu Kadosh Ba'ala Kananat, I know the Ramah. The Ramah says it's not Panu Kadosh. The Ramah says, Lahedi to touch up the Mechaba, Shrei Bais Machaloi, Vadai Nikra Bais. It's not Panu Kadosh. It means the Ramah is inserting into the Mechaba his understanding that you know why this Mecca is kind, because it's not Panu Kadosh. In contrast to my last halacha of Kaisarua, where there it is considered Panu Kadosh, because that's the Makar, is the Rimagash, the Mordechai says that this is Panu Kadosh, and therefore it's a Mecca Tois. Means the Ramah is contrasting the two halakas. But what ends up happening is that yes, there's three different examples in the Mechaber Ramah, which is three different examples, Hagdoris, of the Rimagash, but the Mechaber is taking issue with the Rimagash. Whereas the Rimagash paskin in its middle gather, when you beguf habayis without Panu Kadosh, even then it's a Mekach bottom, the Mechaber is paskin a Mekach hezkayim. For good reason, because he has a Tshuva Sarosh, he's coming from Tshuva Sarosh. And the Tshuva Sarosh is Lashitasei, the Rosh on the Sugya of Ripa Yaisa argues with the Rimagash. So you have a Toysis, a Rosh, a Chuvah, a Rosh, who argues with the Rimagash. But mainly Paskin in this middle gather that the Mecca is Kaim. Conveniently, therefore, the Darki Moshe, when he brought down the Rimagash, he left out that part of the Rimagash because he doesn't hold of that part of Rimagash. He holds of the first part of Rimagash, no problem. If it's Enu Beguf Adav Amis HaMayim. He holds the last part of the Rimagash, if it's Panim Kadoshes. This middle gather he leaves out, because he holds, like the other Rishonim, and he holds like the Tshuvas HaRosh, and therefore he left it out.
So the Prisha says in the Tshuvas HaRosh, they had the Kilkul, they had the big Kilkul.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. One second. But at least, in Hagdara wise, we have three cases of Rimagash, and the Takkah of Mechaber Halacha is not Muskim amongst the Rishonim. But nevertheless, that's how we pass the Mechaber and the Ramaz Askama, passing like the Mechaber. All right. Kumtais. I know I'm taking on someone, a Malach, but Kumtais. If you look in the Goyin, I take issue with the Goyin. The Goyin has on the Halacha. The Goyin says, excuse me, I can't follow the Shulchan Aruch, but the Goyin has somewhere, the last halacha, when the Ramah says it is a problem, so if you look in the Makor, why is Mum Beguf HaBayis a problem? The Rimagash says, because of Panu Kadosh. Then the Rimagash is the Kaddish, even without Panu Kadosh. But at the first stage, the Rimagash is Panu Kadosh. If you ask me what Pshat Ramah is, because of Panu Kadosh. The Goyin says, because the Rimagash is right from Ksubis, Chav Hocha Eitz Arei for Ripi Yisa. Now, that's very nice, he's correct, the Goyin is 100% correct, in the Rimagash and the Mordechai, that once you have that part of the Rimagash, you no longer need the Raya from Panam Kadosh, because even without it, as long as the Beguf HaBayis, it's a problem. But to say this is impossible in the Mechaber and the Ramah, because the Mechaber's case is also Beguf HaBayis without Panam Kadosh, and Mechaber says the Mekach is Kain. So why in the last case, in the Ramah's case of Kaisarua, is the Mekach Batal? You can't tell me because of Ripei Isa with the Rimagash, because then the Mechaber's case should be bottom. Teretz is no. It's because we don't hold of that pshat of Ripa Yisrael. Hokhay Tzarek. We hold like Teretz in the Rosh's pshat, because it's Nemes HaZalav, when he's Zoychaha in her mum state. And the reason why the Ramaz made in the last step is because of the other Gemara of Shabbos of Panam Kadoshes. If you ask me, I would have said that the Makari is Shabbos Kavyud Beis of Panam Kadoshes. How the Goyin plugs in Hoche Tzareife, that's in clear contrast and clear stira to the Mechaber Halacha. You should say that somewhere, right? All right. But the Rimagash says faket, right? Makar to this halak says faket, because Rimagash says there are three examples. There's Einu Beguf HaDava, there's Beguf HaDava Panu Kadoshes, and there's Beguf HaDava which is not Panu Kadoshes. I didn't make up these agdaris. I'm Ibn Zaka. The Rimagarcha, Avia voice of this halacha, the first one documented ever to say this halacha, makes three agdaris, and one is called Mumbeguf Adava, which is not Panon Kadosh, Kagoyin Khafiris Bagaka. To say otherwise means that you didn't see the Makar. Look over the Rimagash. Zaisel Git, I don't have time to argue with you now. We'll go afterwards. Look over the Rimagash lot, and you'll see that what I just said is a first Rimagash. The Mordechai, I have no problem with the Mordechai bringing that Raya. Because once you have the Maskon, the Rimagash, I would also bring the Raya from Hochay Tzarefi. Because I don't need the Gemara Panu Kadoshas anymore. Faket, I would bring the Raya Hochay Tzarefi to tell me a bigger Chiddush that even without Panu Kadosh, as long as Bekuf Adar is a Mekah Batal. But when you're plugging it into Ramah and the Mechaba, with Ramah and Mechaba going like Taisas and the Rosh and the Juba is the Rosh, when you have no windows and no doors, it's Bekuf Adava. You're missing windows. Chalanis don't exist in the house. Your chalanis is invisible. It's not. You're not mamash. It's part of the house. It's not like chafiris bekanka. Chafiris bekanka is also not after lasakin and zokter imagash or mum oiver, which is after lasakin, which is beguf adava. It's not even ponim kadoshes. Nevertheless, it's beguf adava, and he holds it's a mega bottle because he had the right from all kinds of right. It's very simple. Let me tell it in English. Beguf adava means something that's missing in the item itself. And Nabukovada means the item is perfectly intact, the floor is beautiful, there's just a river on top of it, or the stone has rites on top of it, but there's nothing wrong with the chevet. It is not Begufadova. Begufadova means there's something lacking, wrong with the chevet. I'm just saying over Rimagash. I don't know why I have to defend the Rimagash. Okay, so argue with the Rimagash, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm saying over Rimagash. Look up the Rimagash. If anyone still has time, if he looks at Rimagash, because in tight, I'll try to help you out. All right, fine. So you want to have a different gear? Fine. He's suggesting maybe they had a different gear than the Rimagash. Fine, I have no problem. See, it wasn't by that our reading the Rimagash is like this. Good. Fine. Okay, let's move on. We're running out of time here. What's considered Panim Kadoshes? What's this Hagdara? $1 million question. It's very Nagir because we have to know in Dinei Torah. The Prisha tries to plug into the Tshuva Sarash different Lashonis, and I'll say over the part of the Prisha, use the word verbatim, skipping a few words in the middle, but Teichen Dvarav is something which is a chesaron gadol babayis, very ambiguous a bit, but chesaron gadol babayis is considered panon kadoshes. But something which is dover muet connected erech habatim, tonight number one, it's small in relative. It could cost $20 million to fix, but if the item was $500 million, it's dover muet kefi erech hadover. It's in relative to the item, it's small. And two, the kala sakna, and it's easy to fix. I wish you would explain a little more. Agdara, it's a shtus off. I mean, what is the, and what's a davagol? What's a davagol? He doesn't, he deliberately, it seems, he's trying to leave it vague, totally lefi'eni adayin, to decide what's considered muet and gadol lefi'erik. I mean, if you guys don't lefi'erik, tell me what it is. But all right. But that's, the Agdara needs a bit of help. But Be'emes, if you look through the Tshuvas and the Rishayim, it's not much more like that. The Rishayim don't make a chilek on this. They don't care about how much the Shiva Hadava was, how much it went down. I mean, Mizrach Bitim already points it out, like, what's going on. It, nowhere does it say that to fix the windows and doors costs this much, and if it will be a graded, it costs more. The Chfir's Pekaka doesn't cost that. Okay, that's not Panu Kadosh, but the Kaiser Ruah, no one gives you the amount of how much it's going to be. And in Lomdis, it's a very difficult pill to swallow. Because Bishloim had we learned that this halach is like a Beni, Beni Takadin. It's really Yafis, so yeah, it's not so terrible. So you can tell me that if Lefi Erech HaDova, it's terrible, so then it's no longer Yafis, it's like Yafis Verois. So I can hear it's really a problem. But everything is a problem. An iota off is already a problem. This is a mum, it's a mum, even if it's a brekel of a mum. It's a mum, we have halacha, mum is even as no pchas, right? There's a mum. A mum doesn't have to cost anything, but nevertheless, it's a mum, it's something that's wrong with the davo. People are makwin, a scheme of love, b'nei amadina, shum mum, shum magzim b'alei sameka, magzim b'alei sameka. But why isn't this a mecha? Not because it's not a mum, it is a mum. It's because you're being mashim, because you have the koyach hashlamah. So who cares on your Erech to know my Koyach HaShlam? If I had that Koyach HaShlam, I'll be Mashlam even if the Mum was discounted. Maybe it's Kala Saknu nevertheless, and even if it costs a lot to be Masakin. But if I'm willing to be Masakin, so I'm exercising my ability of HaShlam. By Mido Mishko Minyan, are we going to tell me that if it's from 100 to 99 knots, it's Efshel Hashem? If you go to 98, nope, 97, it goes, 68, that's already a Dover Gold, and now you can't be Mashlam. You have a share of how much it has to be off to Dover Gold to be Mashlam. Vada not, no such thing. It doesn't make any sense. Because in Viva, you're dealing with Koyach HaShlam, you have the Koyach HaShlam. Mido Mishko Minyan, even a Mashu is already a problem. But Viva, you're blocking it, you're having a bit of blocker with a HaShlam, so you can have it no matter what the Erech is. It's a very hard understanding, a very hard Agdara. That is a Dover Mubi. We have to know what that means. We're going to get. Let's go work through all the Apshatim. The Milchus Pitim suggests a different shot. And he says, based on this Gemara of Shabbos, which is a nice Makar, because that's really the Makar, this Allah, because Rimagash is coming from the Gemara of Shabbos upon Makadoshes. So he says, look over there what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about, we had something that you were Mavato Mechdei Tashmishoi. You start off with a Kli, but if you make a hole in the Kli, or a hole happens in the Kli, Kedei Rimoin, Kum Tois, you Mavato Kedei Tashmishoi, you Mavato Let's Tashmish, it's no longer called a Kli. It's no longer usable, so it's clean. So Memela, that's considered Panim Kadoshes. Memela, he suggests that the shear of Panim Kadosh would be that anything that the Mum is Mevatel, the Kedei Tashmishai of the Kli, it's no longer usable, then that's considered Panim Kadoshes to fix. Something which is still usable, no matter how terrible and how costly it is to fix, it's not Panim Kadoshes.
When I replace it, what would I replace? If I have a room that's a small room in the wall, I still
haven't asked
before, but I'm going to have to
master
replace the whole wall. And if I don't have the wall, there's so.
Excellent. Very good. We're
going to
get to it. Excellent. You're tapping on a very
vichtig nakuda. First of all, a house without
doors
and windows,
is Vaistais,
it's usable?
Oh, so Vaistais, it's the obvious question. You're going to have to say that he learned that a house without doors and windows is usable. I don't know which town the Milchus Pitim lived in. Clearly, the mice is the
fix.
Again, nothing to fix a Kli, to fix a Kli is very easy also. Very easy. Very easy to fix. Doesn't say anything more, it's difficult to fix. Very easy to fix. Just, it's Mevato, Kedei Tashmishai, it's considered Bato L'Shem Kli, and Memelo, it's no longer that Kli. Vaisais in the Minchas Pitim, he learned that it's no longer, it's still livable. Vaisais in the Mechava. The Mekor Chaim in Hilchas Pesach, the Nesivis, Vaisais had that mashmais as well. He understood. And the Baruch Hashem, the Magen Aleph, jumps on him. He doesn't know which town, what they did in Lisa, but in the rest of the world, Baruch Hashem, no one lives in a house without doors and windows. It wouldn't be safe and wouldn't be recommended. So therefore, it's not considered livable. Mameli jumps in Makor Chaim, and we're doing the same. We're going to jump on the Minchas Pitim, that his Hagdara really doesn't fit in the Mechaba. So why in the Mechaba is it not Panim Kadosh? Then our Mor goes out of the way to tell you it's not Panim Kadosh. Shrei Bais Mokol Avadai Nikra Bais. Another problem with this Minchas Pitim, which he himself is Maragish, is as a fleeting shot, he is Mitzayin et Shuvis HaRosh. And the Mechaba later on, if you look it up, it's a beautiful halacha. You look it up in Shin Yud Beis of Yud Zayin, which brings down the Tshuva Zerosh. The halacha is if you rented a house by Yizes, it is a shibud on the house, and now the house becomes unlivable because it's a sakana ladaboy, because the beams are weak and the walls are weak, the kairis and whatever. Nevertheless, Dr. Rosh, that is still Vadayin Nikra Bayis, and you still have a shibud on it, and you can force the masket to build it for you, whatever it is. So you see from there, even though it's a sakana to live in, Taich, it's not livable. I mean, unless you tell me it's livable, just no one should live in it. But it's a sakana to live in. Nevertheless, the Rosh says it's adayin nikra bayis. And Mamelo, it seems that he's magish that this hagdara doesn't really fit 100%.
If the bayis fell down entirely, then he's potter.
Correct. Yeah, that's how look. If the bayis fell down entirely, he's potter. Or before, oh, you're getting up. Now, if you look in the Tshuva Zerosh, what is the hagdara over there? There, the Tshuva Zerosh says a beautiful hagdara. And he says, you know what's considered a dainik or a bais? Tell me, what would you do with this item? If you're going to knock it down, so you see it's not a bais. If you'll change its use, you see it's not a bais. But, Gevan, look, what do you do when you have a house that has a weak beam? You support the beam, you fix the beam. So he said, if it's oimid, and it's massive right now, this product is oimid to fix, So this is still considered a bais. A bais that's oimid to fix and repair, to be a good bais, that is still considered a bais. That is the tshuvas of Rosh Hashanah. If we could apply this... The Ha'agdara here, if we're making that Sushcha, which is really the Mukhas Pitzim Sushcha, it's a very good Ha'agdara, that the Ha'agdara would be what's aimed to be fixed. It makes a lot of sense. When I buy an item from you, and I expect a certain house, a house with windows, and you get deliver me a house without windows, so we're going to be mashlim and now have the windows. What's the problem? The problem in Lomnis upon HaKadoshes means that the house that was delivered to the house to meet those expectations, to fulfill my expectations, is it one and the same? When you finally fix it and you deliver the final product, was that final product the house that you actually delivered to me at the time of sale? If you could see that this equals that, that it's one and the same, it's fine. So if this is oimid to be that, yes, sir, that's that bias. Just with a little work, I'll make it that bias. And that's normal, that's oimid, that's fine. If it's an abnormal jump, no one fixes such a house, then that's considered panu kadosh. Because what ended up happening at the end is not associated to the thing that you gave me at the time of the sale, because no one takes that and makes it into the finished product. It makes a lot of sense. In Mamela, a house without windows and doors, no one knocks down a house because it doesn't have windows and doors, they fix it. It's aimed. So Mamela, it's not panim kadoshes. Yitzchok is asking what to do with kosher ruah, and it's a good kasha. But be'etzem, I would like to suggest, I know it's a lot of bit of a kiddush, and that is basically what you were ma'irim. Is that, just hold the machshava for a second. What is the lomdas of panu kadosh? Again, panu kadosh means I take something at the time that you delivered, and I bring it to its final stage, and I see it's one and the same. It's really associated. If I'll have something, but in order to fix, I'll have to knock it down. Right? Let's say it's a meshugan avel. What we do is we take a house, we knock it down, and then we rebuild the house again, right? So it's also oimid to fix. That's how you do it. No, the second you take the house and you mavato the house, you mavato its ishtamshes of the house, then avada you have the Gemara and Shabbos, that's panim kadoshes. If I had something that was usable, and now I make it unusable, even though ultimately I'll repair it to make it usable once again, but in the middle there was a dip, I don't see the ishtamshes of what you gave me to the final product. I don't see that, because since in the middle there was a bitel hayishtamshes, the Gemara says, if you mavato the kli in the middle, then it's no longer the kli that you gave me. So kosher gain, the next step that you fix, is not going to be mesiaches to the kli that you gave me. Correct. That is the chiddush. That kum tois, correct. Means
the words that were bad.
Correct. One second. No. It will come out. Kum tois. I know I'm saying a davar chiddush. It comes out. That had you gave me a house that only had three walls, and it would be oimid to put in a fourth wall b'chayi gavno. That's what oimid to be done with such a house, rather than knock it down. Then if it's oimid to be fixed, it's like I have anything else that's oimid. I have a house that's a sakona that will be oimid to be fixed. Then this is oimid. I have the Rosh Hashanah, that's considered a dainik rabais. But if you give me a kosher ru'uah that's be'etzem livable right now, and to repair it, I'll have to remove the wall and replace the wall, which was the case. So then, in the interim, it's no longer usable. At that stage, what ends up happening, you mavato the ishtamshes, and you're then starting over again, and I don't see the ishtamshes. It's a davar chadash ad moed, niflat moed. Very nice, you're shaking your head. I don't mind. I also shake my head. But that's what's come out from the sugya. Means if you learn the tshuvas of Rosh Hashanah together with the Gemara and Shamas, unless you say they don't stim, it could be they don't stim. But the windows and doors with its bad stage was livable.
And when you take them off, it's not livable.
And when you take them off, they're not livable, then it'll be panu kadoshes. The reason why that case might be different. Good. Good, you can change one at a time, or you can change it in a way that it could be livable during the change, or better yet, which maybe is a little bigger chiddush, is you could change it in an oifin that doesn't cause you to be unlivable. Do you know anyone who changed windows in the house and they moved out in the middle? Did they move out? I just want to know. The guy came today, he took out the windows and reinstalled the windows. Did they move out of the house while they were doing that? Sorry?
So,
If you tell me people stay in a house while they remove one of the supporting walls, while they're changing it, even the same day, I hear, then yes, and it'll be livable the whole time. Today's technology doesn't allow for that. I don't believe that time technology allows it. But if you tell me that was the case, I have no problem, because in time. Well, there's four walls. You're removing one of them. All four are supporting, right?
Right?
Good. Fine. Let me be magdarit. If the way that it's oymed lesakin, because remember the way that it only could be nikra bayis if it's oymed lesakin. If the way that it's oymed lesakin is in a way that will cause it to have a bitul hashtamshus in between, then you'll have the problem with the Gemara in Shabbos. And if it's in a way that it won't cause a bitul hashtamshus in between, then you won't have that problem.
Very good. It's not totally in between. It's totally looking at it together, because Shabbos also in between. Fixed it. In between, every time you fixed it, it was never between.
No, but I'm asking to you, like, let's say you talk about one door at a time, one window at a time. What I'm talking about,
you would fix all the windows at the same time. That's what,
correct. Correct.
No, not totally the unfixed.
Correct. Right, if you have, means you're only knocking his floor. But I'm saying if you have 10 windows to replace, will you move out of the house when you have those 10 windows or not? Correct. If you will move out of the house, yes, it's unlivable during the time. If you won't move out of the house, no, it's still livable. And if it's Eimid Lesak and without a Bitur Shtamshin, everything is fine. Whatever is Eimid to be done, if that's the Eimid to be done, then that's. So, come to us, the Ramaz Halakha might not be so schwer. I'm telling you, it's only Panu Kadash Balakan if either A, it's not Oymeid, or even if it's Oymeid and it becomes unlivable, it's a bit like Kishnamshas in between.
The case in Shabbos was, as you say, I'm not saying, it's saying that it was a small hole, you fix it.
But when the hole had a Rimon hole in it, you could not use the Kli at that time.
No, so, he's saying it was a small hole less than a Rimon,
right.
Fixed it.
No, so Yitzchak is saying correctly, the Gemara says you look at it collectively, and in its collective process, a Rimon's hole makes the Kli not usable. But having a collective process of, let's say, not having windows and doors, if you tell me that you have to move out for that, maskim, so it's not livable. If you tell me you don't have to move out for that, then it is livable. But the Machabis case in Nishnagay, because the Machabis started out without the windows.
Yeah, I'm saying
correct. Correct. I'm asking.
Oh, right.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
All right, let's move on because we still have more to go. All right. Because that's the lumdus. The lumdus is the lashon Tzuri Magash. Is do you see at the end that this was? It's a chalipin. Is this product after the hashlama? Again, well, this whole halacha has nothing to do with beni. It's not how bad and how this and how hashlama and how you compensate. It's a mecca place till you fix the mum. And once you fix the mum, that is now we see like the sale just took a longer period of time. But that's really the product ultimately that you delivered, because we see it. So Dr. Rimagash, at the end of the day, is that the product that you gave me at the time of the sale? Rimagash said, if it's Panan Kadash Balkan, it's not. So if you tell me that's not Oymeid, so I don't see this Yachsus, the final product is not misyachas to the product that you delivered me at the time of the sale. Because no one takes that product of the sale and build it up and repair it to make the final product. So you don't see that it's Yachsus. It's very simple Hagdara. It's very Muvan.
If it's
Oymeid
to be
fixed, then you have the rush and it'll be fine. But now you have.
Sorry?
Sorry?
A wall that's
I told you, but a wall that even if a wall would be aiming to be fixed, but while you remove the wall, you make it unlivable, so you still have the Gemara. If I got it without the wall, so the item that I. If I got it without the wall, just I know it's a dark as well, but it makes a lot of sense. If I got it without the wall and I fix it at the end, do I see the final product misyakas to the item without the wall? Yes. Why? Because it was oymed. If I got it with a wall and I had to remove the wall and replace the wall, do I see the final product with a good wall to that product which had a bad wall? No, because in between there was a bit of lishtamshus. In between the repair, there was a bit of lishtamshus. All right, fine. I give everyone the authority. We can think it out. No problem. Let's move on. All right. The halacha is the Gemara in Pesachim says, Hamaske bayis becheskes baduk, v'nimtze she'enu baduk. The halacha is alaseicha livdoik. the Seicha, tough luck. He has to fix it, even though the way we go, let's say the Ramah, the Rishonim got that even though you told me it was going to be Baduk, it's because it's Baduk, you told me it was Baduk, Kamer Rishonim, you even masna that it has to be Baduk, different dargis, Ayidah, or Mamisha Tanayim Mafurish. And the Allah is it, Mekka Cheskayim, why is it the Gemara, even though you expect it to be Baduk, the Nechle Linich Lekuma Mitzvah B'mamayne. As I said to Gemara. Nekale, this Nekale overrides the problem. Good. Zakta Ramon, like Kamari Shainim, Ramon Paskins that yes, Nekale Mevin Inish Mitzvah, the Inish, the Kumi Mitzvah, but Mamaine, but after I hire somebody to be Baidik the house, the mask is going to have to reimburse me for those costs of hiring somebody to fix, to be Baidik, to fix the problem. That's Allah. Fractum Mogan Avram. Here you have Allah, huh? That you bought, or you rented something, you bought some design that had a problem, a mum, if it's ain't a baduk, it's a mum, that's after l'sakein, that the, eventually the maskeh slash moicha is going to pay for the tikkun, and nevertheless the Gemara says, the reason why it's not a mekkah tois is because of a new svara called nekaleh linich l'kim mitzvah b'mamayni. In fact, the Magen Avraham, it's in clear contrast to this halakha. This halakha is by mum, a regular alkam amum, the Mechabe says mufurish, yinakulim min adamim kedei sheyakza abayisa katmusay, amum b'kufa abayisa zayin, actually, ainu bodek is be'etzim, not even b'kufa dov, alright, we can argue about that, but at least here you have something that is a mum, which is efshel asakein, which the moichi is going to be menakim min adamim, and the mekkah keskayim, unkein svarad, unkein mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to fix a house, contrary to popular belief in Lakewood, there's no mitzvah to build, and nevertheless, the halacha is the mekkah keskayim, right? The mekkah keskayim. So, fact of Magen Avraham, why is the Gemara need a new svarad? Ibishlam had I learned, like the other Rishonim, that the maskah doesn't have to reimburse the seicha for the cause. Very geschmack. He's going to lose his money for the skabadika. But the Ramah paskins, you need to reimburse him. So that, what do I need a halakha for? You need a gemara for it. Say, fush halakha, reishlam mebeis, go home. What do you need this halakha for? Everything Magen Avraham, you say this to kachilik, it's mamish, you say it's la halakha. The Magen Avraham says it's chalak if there was a hasna or without a hasna. Without any asnoah, I sell you a bais, the case of the makab, I sell you a bais. You expected the bais is going to have windows and doors. You even visited the bais at the time of contract. You had that expectation, came, and it was delivered without the windows and doors. There was no asnoah. When there's no asnoah, avada zok the Magen Avraham, no problem. Without any kain svar of mitzvah, no problem. Gezintai, the mekkah geskaim of his yanaka. What we're talking about is it was becheskes bodek. There was asnoah. There was an understanding, an explicit understanding that it's going to be bodek. And you delivered something which wasn't bother. Bichaya gavna zokta Magen Avraham, without a new svara of nekalei linich shikim mitzvah b'mamayne, would be a mekach tois. Kum tois at the Magen Avraham is la halacha. And a goyin is mashed like that, like the Magen Avraham. Kum tois that this halacha of bias of the mechaba would be only, or the Ramah's case of Amos Amayim, would be only if we didn't discuss. But if I tell you it's clear of any liens, clear of title, there's no Amos Amayim going over it. I represent there are windows and doors, everything is in working order. And it comes out, there's no windows and doors. And I'm saying, I'll give you, I'll fix it, I'll pay it. No. Zokta Magen Avraham, it's a mekach tois. Here, ticking is not going to help. If it was explicitly discussed that it's going to have a certain criteria and that doesn't have it, you cannot be mashlim. That's Zokta Magen Avraham. Zokta Magen Avraham, that the koyak to be mashlim is only if it's implicit understanding. If it's an explicit understanding, I'm being shoylel the koyak hashlam. I don't want you hashlam afterwards. I told you that it's because bodek means I want to be bodek at the time of the sale. If you're the case of cheskes bodek, according to Rishonim, war, either the different daggers, but the Ramah's case was, that same Ramah says that they were disgusted that it was going to be bodek. And if you look in the Shani, or Shani even take it a step further, that it was even a t'nai, I was on my nas that it's bodek. Okay, it's already in the next step. But at least it was expressed explicitly that it is bodek. So to Magen Avraham, when we make up certain t'noyim, there it doesn't help Hashlama. I want those t'noyim to be fulfilled at the time of the sale. It doesn't help Hashlama later on. A big chiddush la'alacha, you have a Magen Avraham and a goyin. That means it really qualifies this whole halacha. All of a sudden, you're going to use this all the time. All of a sudden, now you can no longer, it decimates this halacha in half. Because half the cases are represented.
The other
right
is not like this?
Why? Very good, we're going to get to it. Excellent. Okay, one second. One second. Now that's the Magen Avraham's teretz. Frek the Makor Chaim on the Magen Avraham, an Eisen Akasha. Rabbi Sai, it's an Eisen Akasha. It makes the Magen Avraham look silly. Let's read a Ramah together. Ramah says, Zog to Ramah. Avon, imamum beguf habayis, kegoin. Is he answering the Makor Chaim's kasha? Let me first say the kasha. One second. Zok to Ramo. Avol amamum beguf habayis. If the mum was beguf habayis, what is the case? Kegoin. Sha'om Maloy explicitly said at the time of the seal, Sheyei Shiloi Kois Lashon. Ramo went out of his way to say, Kegoin Sha'om Maloy Sheyei Shiloi Kois Lashon. A lot of words here. V'nim Tzeruah, Einu Yochel Livnitz L'Kois Lasholim. Why? Because it's Beguf Habayis. Vais Tois, Sokta Magor Chaim, had it not been Beguf Habayis, let's say, the case of Amos Hamayim, then even though Omaloy, Lahedya, Sheyesh Loi clear of title, Sheyesh Shein Loi Shum Ames Amayim Avershom. Nevertheless, the Mekach would be kind with Hashlama, even though it was explicitly said. The Magavram tied up a Ramah, he's trying to answer up the Shitas Ramah over there. The Makab is not a problem. The Ramah, the Magavram tied up our Ramah is talking about where it was not explicitly discussed. And it's Mefush Ramah, this very Ramah that he's tied up, says, forget. It's like, I'm a Rafsanigra de Kashala, what is going on? My male is like the Makor Chaim, it can't be, he has his own lip shot, whatever. It has its own. It really doesn't make a difference. If you look, it doesn't make a difference. But he says, Sha'om Elo Sheish Lekoy Zerom, here Grada Nomotum, the seller says it. Grada, if you look in the Magarom, it doesn't say that the buyer insists it. Actually, the Gemara's Becheskas Bodik means it was with the understanding that it was Bodik. If you look in the Rishonim, you'll see the Mashmoy says, at least some Rishonim, that even if the seller said it. Okay. So Mele Makor Chaim tries to give a different teretz, and we're not going to go into his teretz. His teretz has problems. Good, but at least Magen Avraham's, what's going on? So that I would like to suggest that Be'etzim the Makor Chaim is a Pella, and the Magen Avraham is Poshet. If you look in the Rishonim and the Sugya, the Rishonim say, but what we're talking about is clearly in the sugya that the seich is doing the bedika. He was stuck. He arrived at a house, ain't bothered, right before Yontif. He's stuck. To get the masket to do the bedika, it's too late. It's not going to happen before Yontif. So he did the bedika, with the tircha. Everything fell on him to be mesakin. If you look in the Rishonim hold that had the masket been there, and had the masket done the bedika, that's much, much better. If it's a mum oiva, and the mask is willing to fix it, al-asar, gavaldik, no problem. But the problem is that the buyer, the seich, was left with the bill of responsibility to fix the problem, even the cost to fix the problem, and he doesn't want to do it. For them is a chadash, a chidish, nekele linich, lekim and mitzvah b'mamoyne. I don't state in the Gemara. But clearly, had the mask been doing it, avada, it's no problem, and the mekach is going to be kayim. The only time the Magen Avraham made this chilek, the spout, why you need a new svara, is if everything is fell on the seicha. If you read the Ramah is talking about where the seller is fixing it. The seller can no longer fix it because it's a mum beguf hadava. Had a namim beguf hadava with panak hadashes, then the seller would be able to fix it. That's the dig, the Ramah. That is not a problem with the Magen Avraham. That's fine. The seller could fix it. It's not a problem. Even though it's beguf hadava, as long as I'm panak hadashes, the seller could fix it. Koshkan hazam is a maim, I'm beguf hadava, the seller could fix it. Even though you were masna, the seller could fix it. Avada, the Magen Avraham never meant that. The Magen Avraham is only talking about the case. If you look at Magen Avraham Medayik, he's going to the case of Yenakalo min Adomim, which was the case of the Makaba that the Ramah agreed with, and Ramah even tied, Shayabais, Magla, Vedain, the Krabais. Frek the Magen Avraham, in the case of Yenakalo min Adomim, where the buyer is fixing it, in fact, the Magen Avraham, what's going on? If that's good, without any sort of nekele, what's going on over here? And for the Magen Avraham, the case of the Machaba over here, if you're not going dumb, he's talking about where he wasn't masna. Kum dois, lahalokha, vada the Magen Avraham is moida, that even when you're masna, everything is fine b'din Hashlomo if the seller is willing to fix. The whole chilik that the Magen Avraham made between hasna and not hasna is only if the buyer has to do the fixing.
What's
But the svara is that if I'm masna b'shas ma'isa, or if there was an understanding, an explicit understanding b'shas ma'isa, I don't want to be busy with it later on to have the headache to fix. If I told you that it's b'chesed b'adik, I didn't want to have the headache later on. But if I'm not masna, so mufrush and machaba and chuvis or rosh, then if I'm not masna, all you have to do is deduct the money, and the buyer has to do the fixing. Now, grado, it's a shtickle good now. Why? All of a sudden, the Ramah took an about face. We start off the machaba, yinakalom and adomim, that's mufurish, that the boy is doing the fixing. All of a sudden, by the Ramah is talking about Yavak Kalivna, Sakaisa Shalom, the seller is fixing. It's a shtickle intercept. Why was this an about face? I'm not saying, oh, if this cash is a problem. Yeah, it means you can fix it by giving money. I'm not wrong. But like this, it's very, very meduik, faket. And when you're talking about something that was amaloi, then the only option you have is if the seller is willing to shtel and fix. When you're talking about without amaloi, without hisna, then even if the buyer has to do the fixing, it would be fine. Now, grado, you can answer the Magen Avraham a different way. If I could hold you for another few minutes, you can answer the Magen Avraham a different way. But as in the Gemara says, Aloshin, Nekele Linish Lekume Mitzvah B'Mamayne. Frekta Achrayinim, where's the Nekele Linish Lekume Mitzvah B'Mamayne? Where's the Mamayne? You're getting reimbursed. Like these are Shainim, like the Ramah, you're getting reimbursed. And for Kamba Achrayinim, it's talking about, B'Mamayne means that you had laid out the money. Avadi, you're being reimbursed. But till you're being reimbursed, you got to take them to the entire. From kachay yomim, it's kachay yomayin. It's a shrei ma'isa. So it's going to be a lot. That I don't want to have. So nekalein lishkim mitzvah m'moyne that had to lay out the money. God, I would argue with them is because we're talking about schiyas. Can you do ain schiyas mashalom esela b'lisayif? So you didn't lay out the money yet. But I would say a similar type of art that vivai ain schiyas mashalom esela b'lisayif. So I'm not mechuyev to lay out any money till the end. For me to do fixing and pay Erev Yontif to do repairs, when Batam I only have to pay Yisro Chag at the end, so that's also, I'm laying out money earlier than I would have had to. So that's the Svar of Nekel and Lijik Mimitz of money. That is the Mamoni. Mamela Ketaino, very geschmack, that without the Magram would have been Machalak, that Ad Kana we're talking about when the seller's Menakalim and Adomim, or he gives you the money up front to fix, that's fine. But if he's asking you to lay out the money, that you're not mechuyev to do, you're not interested to do, you don't have the reason to do it unless you have the sort of nekalei linich l'kumim mitzvah m'maleini. And that would also be a shtickle geshmak why the Ramban, the middle case said, mesala kamum implies that the seller is being mesala kamum. I'm not saying it's great, but the vote is that bishlami, when you didn't pay yet, like in the Mechabit's case, so you're not kalim and adam, it's not a problem. But if you paid already, the seller's going to have to either fix or cough up the money to the fixing. If he's going to tell me, okay, you fix, I'll pay you eventually. That's not going to help me. I want you to fix or pay the money. And if you're not prepared to give me the money, you're not liquid, and you can't give it to me in a timely fashion that I need the house, the bacharet is mavur, that if I have a tzarech for it, and you don't be mashlam in that time frame, then it's going to be a mekak tois. So it's not going to help me. So bad them, you really have to deliver in a timely fashion. You can't say, okay, you do it, and eventually I'll reimburse you. Now let me interrupt. Rabbi Kahn asked the Shaila that... really, he's mechavin to a kasha. I didn't even bring it out. I did bring it out. Okay, the Sham Mishpat. The Sham Mishpat asked on the Magen Avraham. If the Magen Avraham is right, and I'll let you go. If the Magen Avraham is right, that when you masna, everything changes. Masna, there's no din of Ashlam anymore. It's only when you know masna, you have the whole tzugin. But masna, there's no din of Ashlama. Frekten Sham Mishpat, and I is in the kashna. The Rimagash, who spares his whole halacha. How does Rimagash know that when you have a mumba gufa dova, the mekak is a mekak toys? From Hocha it's a repe veripe yasa. What was the case? You were master with an isha amekadeshes amenai shein loch mumen, shein loch mumen, and she had mumen. Vahocha it's a repe veripe yasa shteta loch einu mekadeshes. It's like the rimegash mekan raya. When it's a mumba gavadove is einu mekadeshes. Frak the shamish went. No, I'll pay you really when einu gavadove it's mekadeshes. I'm a samayim mekadeshes. But you were master. You made the greatest hasnova amenai shein loch mumen. I said it lahed. You don't have any mumen. That was the hasna. And Magen Avraham says, once you masna, you throw out sefei, it's nishnegeya, masna doesn't have a parsha v'ashlama. So frek the shamish, but if the Magen Avraham would be right, the shamish would have, the rimagash would have no raya from hocha etzeroife. Al kocha, you see from the rimagash, that being masna doesn't make a difference. As I frek the shamish, but I is an akash on the Magen Avraham. Lefi devereinu, the kach heipsach nishdon. The case over there was Hokeitzei Reifa V'Ripa. So she went and she fixed the problem. When she's fixing, when the seller's fixing the problem, there's never a problem. With Masna, without Masna Avada, that's not a problem. Our whole sig is talking about, the whole Magaram is only talking about in the Machabis case, when you're fixing, when the buyer's fixing, when the Seicher has to do the Bedika. Then, if you are Masna, the Seicher doesn't want to be left with the Tirecha afterwards. But if the seller or Masna wants to fix, Avada, the Magaram is might, that's not a problem, that the Mekach would be kind. With Ashlom and Memela, the Rimagash had a right to bring the Raya from Hokeitzei Reifa. If not for this new problem, that the Rishonim have a different shot in Hokeitzei Reifa, and that is because she's in the Meses Alav when he remembers her with the mom, and that's why they argue, and the Machab argues that when it's, even if it's Bekuv Adava, but if it's without Panam Kadoshes, the Mekach is kind. All right.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.